Hello, I'm T.S. Wright, founder and president of the God Center Concept and host of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. Our mission is clear. We are here to help spark a great harvest, a revival, if you will, across the United States. That's why we are launching the 2540 campaign. Over the next 40 days, we're going to ask people to join us, just like you, and to give a one-time tax-deductible gift of $25 and partnering us with this mission, and then sharing this vision with other people so we can expand our reach in powerful ways. God is calling us to work, and together we can see lives transformed and hearts awaken. You can simply scan this QR code or go to www.godcenteredconcept.com to make this one-time gift to our ministry. Thank you for being a part of this community. Your prayers and your support mean more than you will ever know. May God bless you in all that He calls you to do. And as we always say here, now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin. Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth with the purpose of sparking revival. Committed to spreading the gospel, this is your Kingdom Crossroads podcast. And now, your host, T.S. Wright. Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads. I am your host, T.S. Wright, and I'm so glad you could join us today. Before we dive into today's episode, if you haven't already, just take a moment, give us a follow or subscribe, and hit that like button for us, and make sure that we can continue to bring you the same amazing content that's been coming at you for the last 7 years. And we thank you for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. Joining us today is a guy you are all familiar with. If you've ever listened to this show before, you're going to know this guy. It is Pastor Bob. Robert Thibodeau is back with us, and he is here to share some amazing, amazing things that he is doing in his other ministries. And he's going to talk about that today. What I want you to do today is I just want you to sit back, listen, and really take in this whole Red Letter Crusade. So, Pastor Bob, welcome back to the show.
Amen, man. What's this podcast called? I forgot.
He's already back. You guys are already thinking he's going to take back over the show. But hey, you know what? You guys wait, because coming up, we're going to, at the end of this show today, I'm going to tell you something special him and I are going to be doing here in about a month. So we'll bring that to you here at the end. But let's kick this thing off, Pastor Bob, and just talk to us about the Red Letter Crusades, kind of where it came from, what your vision for it is, and what all entails with all of it right now.
Amen. Take it away. You know, when you're doing interviews, you meet all sorts of great people that are doing all these great things. And, you know, I mean, that's how we met, was through the podcast interview.
Amen
and
to that.
Back in 2020, when the pandemic started, I was approached by an author because, you know, they wanted to do interviews. And he had written a book called What Did Jesus Say? I got a copy of it right here. 7 Messages from the Master. And it's just the red letter words of Jesus. That's all it is. He took the red letters from the Bible and just put them down. No commentary of his own. Okay, he broke it down to 7 different messages, or themes, I guess you could say. And, you know, it's okay. Yeah, you know, I'm doing interviews. I'm trying to keep my booking schedule full. So yeah, sure, no problem. You know, and it was a good interview. And I just you're going to find this out as you keep going with this podcast, you're going to get all sorts of books coming in, right?
Oh yeah.
And I was doing.
It's already started.
12, yeah, I was doing 10, 12 interviews a week, right? And so I'm getting, I'd say 7, 8 books a week coming in. And so, you know, when I was prepping for an interview, I just, you know, go through it, you know, like, yep, okay, and read a little bit. Yeah, it sounds good. That's good. Good book. So we did an interview. And his concept was that we've gotten away from the teachings of Jesus and more into what people say Jesus said. And you know, the different denominations, his big thing is, you know, the Catholics hate the Episcopalians. The Episcopalians and the Catholics hate the Protestants. And the Protestants, you know, we got all these divisions. The Baptists hate the Methodists, and the Methodists hate the Pentecostals, and the Pentecostals hate everybody, and, you know, type thing, right? And but yet, every one of them believe they're the only ones that are right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And all of them are preaching from the same Bible.
Yep. You
know? And so, you know, I'm not getting into his story and all that and his testimony, but basically the Holy Spirit told him, just write down what Jesus said.
Amen.
And that was it. And it was a great interview. And so that was back during the pandemic. That's right when our podcast really started taking off. So he just got kind of lost in the weeds, I guess you could say. And like I said, I was getting several books, 5, 6, 7 books a week to read. And I'm an avid reader anyway. Well, at one point, I took about a month off. And this is about, a year or so ago. And ran out of books to read. So I'm like, I'm looking at my bookshelf. You know, turn the camera around, you see these bookshelves are full. And what book can I read? Oh, this one is pretty good. Let me read it again. And this time when I read it, I mean, it just grabbed me, right? Because instead of just scanning it, prepping for an interview, I actually read it. Wow. And just those red-letter words of Jesus with no commentary, no political twist on it, and it just let Jesus minister. It was like I was sitting there in the crowd letting Jesus minister to me. And that really grabbed my attention. And about that time, I decided, you know what? That goes right in the calling that I had way back in 1995 to minister healing to the churches. Okay? And, you know, what better way to healing the divisions in the churches and the denominations in the body of Christ than just using the words of Jesus?
Amen.
So I reached out to Terry Christian. That's his name. What a name, too, right? Terry Christian, right? And
it's on point for sure.
Yeah. And he's a former motivational speaker. You know, he made, you know, I think his testimony was he made, you know, like 50 grand a month just doing speeches. But his testimony was one where he had a near-death experience on a beach, and Jesus told him, you're going to be preaching for me now. You know, you're teaching for me. And that's how all this got started. Anyway, long story short, I reached out to him and said, I want to help you promote this book. So we got back together again, did another interview. And basically, I partnered with him now and what's called the What Did Jesus Say Book Project to get the word, the red letter words out. And because of that conversation, and like I said, the time I actually had to actually go into the book and just let it minister to me, the Lord put in my heart, you're now going to start this crusade.
Amen.
And it's called the Red Letter Crusade. That's how we got the name, the Red Letter Crusade. And the tagline is, His Words Matter, because they do. And
they do.
So we are putting together a marketing program. We now have a publicist lined up. We're trying to raise the funds to do this massive relaunch of this book. I can't say launch because it's already been launched, but we're going to do a relaunch of it and take this basically global.
Amen.
And my whole effort right now is on the red letters. I mean, I started, you know, I was studying this out. And back in November, I started putting together a teaching series just on the red letters. And since the end of December to today, I have not preached anything but the red letters.
Wow.
And you know, different topics, but it's all centered around the red letters. And I'm not running out of material yet. So this is definitely the fulfillment of my calling that started back in 1995. I'm just excited about doing it, which is one of the reasons the Lord said, okay, now it's time to stop taking all the time on the interviews and just focus on ministry. Amen. So that's what I'm doing. And then somebody came along, I can't remember who it was, and took the podcast off my hands. But I'll meet him again someday.
I know. Maybe somewhere you'll hear his name here or there. You know, I mean, come on, you know. So, you know, obviously the Red Letter Crusades and you know, you and I've had done, I counted yesterday, I think it was 75 podcasts together.
Holy cow. Really?
So I'm guessing I guess our back and forth is probably the most that you've done with anybody.
Yeah.
And so maybe God had a calling for this podcast.
Amen.
To be taken over by me because we did so many. We're literally going back, and I've been going back, and I'm telling you guys, and this totally ties in the red letters, Revelation chapters 2 and 3. Well, that's Jesus's red letters.
Yep.
You guys need to realize that. That's him speaking to John. And we're posting those old episodes of you and me doing the back and forth. I've been posting those on the other podcast I started back in 2023, the God Center Concept, to have people listen to that. So you're interviewing me again, and we're re-promoting it. I mean, we've got people in Australia listening to it. We got people in Singapore. And I mean, I had somebody in Germany listening to this. I mean, there's people all over the world listening to this stuff. And, you know, I think as you listeners are tuning in here, you know, I think it'd behoove you guys to really take a look at this Red Letter Crusade because it's a thing. And I know when the book gets relaunched and all that, I'm sure Pastor Bob, I'm sure he's not going to send me a copy of it or anything. So, but you know, we're going to be promoting it. And as we expand our website, we're actually going to have an area where we're going to promote books. We are. And I will promise you your book, when we start doing that, your book is going to be one of those that we promote.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to, you know,
I'll get one you guys. To you.
Yeah, exactly. Amen. So Pastor Bob, tell us this. What, I guess here lately, I know you've got some messages and stuff, but what is one message that you have of Jesus, you know, in his red letters? What's one you've been, just a message you've been promoting here lately from the Bible?
Oh, well, put it like this. I started in December because a lot of people want to know, why are the red letters so important? What's wrong with Paul? Nothing's wrong with Paul. I love the Apostle Paul. I
mean, amen.
Yeah, you know, I love the Old Testament. And when I was praying about this, Lord, I don't want to get into this controversy of, you know, anti-Paul and all this stuff, right? And the Lord showed me the Old Testament said there's a Messiah coming.
Amen.
The Gospels are the Messiah came. And then the rest of the New Testament is here is how you know he came. And that's what Paul did, was tied basically the Gospels to the Old Testament saying it's been fulfilled. Okay. That's the old gloss over the overview of it, right? So I praise God for the Apostle Paul, who was able to minister to the Jews and then to the Romans, because he was a Roman citizen. In other words, the Gentiles. Jesus commanded disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel, right? It was their job to go to India like Thomas did and all these others. You know, it was their job to take it to the world. But everybody thinks, oh, Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles. Well, that's what Paul said, simply because he was a Roman citizen. Okay, so he had the authority and permission to go to Rome because of that, right? But I said, Paul gave his proofs of, you know, Jesus is the Messiah. I'll just leave it like that. Now, everybody else from Whitfield and, you know, Oral Roberts and Billy Graham, everybody else gives their commentary on what Jesus said.
Yep.
All right. So, if we just take what did Jesus say as the premise for, you know, well, is abortion right or is abortion wrong? What did Jesus say?
Exactly.
You know, is stealing okay? What did Jesus say? is homosexuality right or wrong? What did Jesus say? Not what man says. What did Jesus say? Right?
Amen.
And so that question answers everything. You know, I mean, is podcasting good or bad? What did Jesus say? Jesus didn't talk about podcasting. Nobody talked about sharing the gospel.
That's right.
Right. Amen. And I'm not going to take time to look it up, but John 12:48. this is the verse that really grabbed my heart and said, this is now what you need to preach. Jesus says, well, yeah, I will. I'm going to go over and read it. I'm going to read it direct. Remember I said no commentaries, right? 12:48. Where's it here? 12. He that rejects me and does not receive my words has one that judges him already. The words that I have spoken. That's what will judge him in the last day.
Amen.
So, a lot of people say, well, that's the Bible. No. What did Jesus just say? The words I have spoken. That's the red letter words. Right?
Amen.
That's what we're going to be judged by at the last day. So, if that's the standard, you know, like if a lawyer goes to law school, he doesn't study archaeology. He studies the law, right? If we're going to be Christians, we don't need the, I mean, we can, I'm sure he took science classes and biology classes and all this to get his, you know, degree requirements when he went to law school. We can also study the Old Testament, the, you know, letters of Paul and, you know, what Billy Graham said and Oral Roberts said and Kenneth Copeland said and all this stuff. We can read those books, but we're not going to be judged by that. We're going to be judged by what did Jesus say? He said so right there. There's the warning. He said, you're only going to be judged by what I said. So I think it's a good idea to have a degree in what did Jesus say? That's the whole thing. And it's all summarized right here. You don't have to go digging it all out yourself. These are nothing but red letter words with no personal commentary, no opinions. Just what did Jesus say?
Amen.
And that's the whole basis of the Red Letter Crusade, because that's what will bring that healing. I mean, you know, you can, you know, baptism means, you know, you get sprinkled when you're a baby. Baptism means you get baptized when you confess Christ as your Savior. Baptism means you hold them under till they bubble. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody has their
till they bubble.
Everybody has their own opinions of what that means, right? But you cannot read anything else into what Jesus said other than what Jesus said.
Amen.
And that's it. So it doesn't get any more basic than that. And so that's why I said we all preach, all the denominations and everything preaches from the same Bible. So let's just focus on the one thing that we should be able to agree on, which is, what did Jesus say?
Amen.
Yeah, okay. Hey. And that's where the Lord showed me, because my calling back in August of, actually September 2nd, is coming up on 30 years. September 2nd, 1995, because I looked it up. Ezekiel chapter 2 and chapter 3 was my calling. And I'll never forget that day. My wife and I were sitting outside on the back porch having morning coffee, doing our devotionals as that was our habit. And I read Ezekiel 2 and 3, where I'm just going to summarize it. God said, I'm calling you into this ministry. You're going to go preach to the people of your own nation, and they're not going to want to hear what you have to say. But that's okay, because I made your head harder than their heads. And I've been called a hard head my whole life. This just ministered to me, right? And I guess the blood drained out of my face, because my wife looked up at me and said, what's wrong? And I'm like, I read this wrong. I got to read it again. And it said the same thing.
The words didn't change. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Lord. You know. But that was my calling, to bring basically healing and unity to the body of Christ.
Amen.
And there's only one way of doing that, and that's what did Jesus say?
That's right.
You know, I preach from the whole Bible. I mean, I you know, that's not a, you know, I'm not like the rest of the Bible, you take, rip out the red pages and just read that, throw the rest of the Bible away, it means nothing. No. Like I said, the Old Testament says Jesus is coming. Paul in his letter said Jesus came. The gospel said Jesus is here. Let's just read. What did you? Because it says right there what you're going to be judged by.
That's right.
And that's the whole premise of my ministry focus right now. Just sharing stories and you know, like I said, when I first started preaching on this, I went and did, I think it was three weeks of grand jury testimony, basically what I was doing. And that's the way I outline it because my law enforcement background, right? Putting together a case. And I just proved what I just said. Old Testament said he's coming. Paul in his letter said he came. So let's talk about what he did when he was here, right? And that's how it all boiled down. And like I said, I've been preaching on this now for 25 weeks, I think it is. Haven't run out of material yet.
Amen. You know, I bring up a few things, and you and I have done all these episodes together, and you know, we've talked about the seven ages of the church, which is the words of Jesus. And then I always like to refer to Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. And I don't know, this always stands out to me. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
That's right.
Folks, the earth can disappear in a second. God can breathe his word on the earth and say, I want it to disappear, and poof, it's gone. And all of life destroyed. And the heavens redone and rearranged and all these other things. But the words of Jesus are going nowhere.
That's it.
They are the foundation of all existence. The Father has given the power to the Son. He did that, and he showed that that was going to happen in the Old Testament. We saw it in the Gospels, and the New Testament testifies to this. Mm-hmm. And all we're waiting for now is for all the pieces of Revelation to come together that is going to manifest Jesus to what he really are, to his title that he already has, and that's King of the Earth. He will become king, okay? But in his essence, he already is king. Mm-hmm. And his words are the key to all this.
Yeah.
If you're not paying attention to his word and what he said, then you need to realign your thinking. You need to realign your vision and your focus. Fix your eyes on Jesus and his words.
Yeah, amen. I mean, look at the Mount of Transfiguration, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the cloud overshadow and all that stuff. And Peter's like, we need to build, you know, little tabernacles here for you. You know, one for Moses, one for Elijah, one for you, Jesus. And the cloud overshadow. And what did God say? This is my son. Hear him.
Amen.
Hear him. Didn't disavow what Elijah taught or anything else. But he said, hear him. Listen to what he has to say.
Yeah.
In other words, don't worship the Old Testament.
You know? No.
I mean, it's there for reference, but even God himself told them, listen to what he has to say.
Yeah. You know, and going right along your thinking, remember when he's on the cross, they put the sign above his head. Again, it's the words of Jesus on there, the King of the Jews.
Yeah.
If you remember when he's baptized, the dove comes over and they can hear the voice. This is my son in whom I well pleased. Guess what? If God says he's pleasing him, you better pay attention to what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean.
That means he wasn't pleased with everybody else. So who are you going to follow?
Exactly. So this is the guy you listen to. I'm telling you to listen to him. You better listen to him or there's going to be consequences for not listening to him.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And so. Well, Pastor Bob, I don't want to have to wrap this up. We could do this we could go on for 2 hours on the show doing this.
Easy.
And we're definitely going to bring you back on and, you know, hey, we'll be talking more about this type of stuff. But if somebody wants to get their hands on some of this information and all that good stuff, how can we do that?
Easy. WDJS, for What Did Jesus Say? WDJSbookproject.com. WDJSbookproject.com. And all the information is right there.
That's awesome. So we're going to include all this in the show notes, folks, and we'll get all that in there. And, you know, eventually, like I said, as we're updating our website, it's looking good and everything's going. We're going to be doing some more with that here in the next few weeks. But we'll start getting some of this type of stuff on there, too, and working that out. And eventually we're going to be promoting books on there and everything else, and you'll be able to access that. So we got some fun stuff, but here is the news I want to share with you guys before we get off of this show. So I also host a TV show on the Now Network. It is at 4:30 Eastern time on Sundays. If you tune in, you will usually see me either interviewing somebody or I'm going to be giving a message. But Pastor Bob and I are going to do two episodes together in late September, early October. And we're going to put those on there. And you guys absolutely have to tune into that show for that, because he's going to interview me one time. And then I'm going to turn around the next week and I'm going to interview him. And we're going to talk about some of these things. And I think that'll be two episodes of that show. You're going to want to tune in on your Roku, whatever. We're going to be on television. You need to tune into that. So we're advertising that now. I'll continue to advertise it until it happens. Make sure that you guys tune into those episodes. Amen. So, Pastor Bob, it has been great having you on here. I mean, hey. Welcome back to the show you Amen. Started and the Lord gave you a vision for. And we want to thank all of you for tuning into today's episode. And we appreciate you spending time with us and being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. And again, just hit that follow and subscribe button. Give us a like. And we want to continue to bring all this great content to you. On behalf of myself and Pastor Bob, this is T.S. Wright. And until next time, go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation. And let the great harvest begin.